people quit growing it because they could buy it cheaper than they could grow it.
Okay, tobacco would be grown in a what? What kind of?
Patch.
In a patch?
Yeah.
What would be grown in a field?
Well, they'd grow corn and cotton.
Cotton.
Peas and beans.
Can you tell me about the types of fences you had?
We had a rail fence in my young days.
Yeah.
People split rails. They'd cut these trees down and split rails. Was you raised in town?
Well, yeah, but I lived on a farm, son.
Well, you know, people when they were settling this country split rails and made their fence.
Mm-hmm.
They'd cut down a tree and cut them there. I believe they split them about 10 foot long. And they'd have a mall and ropes and guts and split them open and split rails out of them and make the fence. Now, boy, they had to work then. And then they'd split boards to cover their house and pickets to fence their yard. That's the kind of fence it is.
What about that kind of fence that can injure cattle? What's that?
Injure cattle?
Yeah.
It's electric fence.
Well, did you ever get a type of fence that you could always catch your pants on when you're getting over?
Barbed wire.
Barbed wire? Okay. Now, when you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the
post.
For the post, okay. What would you call just one of them?
A strand. Strand of barbed wire.
I see, okay. If you ever wanted a hen to start laying, what would you put in her nest to fool her?
An artificial egg.
Okay, that was made out of what?
Plastic.
Or what?
A China.
China? Did you call that a China egg? Or?
Yeah.
Did folks ever use those?
Yeah, there's some people around here using China eggs to kill these chicken snakes. Chicken snakes are getting their eggs, or they'd put a China egg in the nest and he'd get his, or he never could digest it and kill it.
Huh. What did you used to carry water in?
Jug.
A jug? Or would you ever have anything else kind of made out of wood or metal?
Keg.
A keg?
A wooden water keg.
Now, the keg would have a little thing down at the bottom of. What would the keg have around it to hold the staves in place?
Have hooks.
Hooks? Okay. And it had a little thing down at the bottom where you get the water out of. It
had a spout, we called it. A
spout?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, nowadays, you got water running, you go to the what and turn it on? You go to the
faucet.
What do you call one out in the garden, huh?
Well, it would be a faucet, too.
Faucet. You ever hear it called a spigot? Or a spigot? Okay. You might carry water in a what? From a well you carried in a?
Bucket.
A bucket? What did you carry your milk in?
A bucket.
Okay. Did you ever use a pail?
Now, wait a minute. That's old-timey milking. I used to milk up at the barn,
yeah.
And I'd bring my milk to the house in a bucket.
Yeah.
My wife would strain this milk in some kind of aluminum pan or a crock or something like that. Put it in the ice box and the cream would rise and she'd skim that off and make butter out of it.
Huh. Now, what kind of bucket would you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps to the pigs?
Well, that'd be a garbage can.
Garbage can?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you fry eggs in? Maybe a
frying pan.